Welcome to the IBM Systems and Technology Case Study Podcast Series. Today we will be hearing from John Morrison, Division Leader of the High Performance Computing Division at Los Alamos National Laboratory. We'll also be hearing from Ken Koch, Technical Manager of the Roadrunner Project, which was funded by the Department of Energy's National Nuclear Security Administration. Los Alamos National Laboratory partnered with IBM to build the world's fastest supercomputer. The computer, which Los Alamos named Roadrunner after the state bird of New Mexico, has broken the petaflop barrier, performing over a quadrillion floating point calculations per second. Here is John Morrison.
Roadrunner was conceived as a mechanism for us to explore new architectures. We were seeing that the approaches for getting increased performance that were used in the past weren't going to be as effective into the future. And so we wanted to explore something different. And so Roadrunner is certainly unique in that regard, having the hybrid architecture and the cell processor. The other motivation was to, it's been a while since Los Alamos has had a large system, and so we wanted to go for the brass ring, so to speak. We had several responders to this procurement, and the IBM proposal was deemed to have the best overall value in terms of technical capabilities, price, and IBM's business capabilities.
And here's Ken Koch.
Clearly, the main characteristic is that it is the first and largest hybrid computer, mixing cell processors as accelerators to commodity Opteron processors. The other distinguishing features are that it achieved a sustained petaflop, and in doing so, it did it at a very good power efficiency and a quite modest node count of about 3,300 nodes or 3,200 nodes, and thus a small floor footprint. We issued a call for proposals for science research from people and got a significant response, more than we could accommodate on the machine, to do large-scale, almost full-system type runs that they could not achieve elsewhere. And in that area, we've got some biological gene information technology. We have other efforts looking at astrophysics and supernovas.
Well, I think it certainly helps the morale and the scientific enthusiasm of our institution. Having a computational resource of this power gives people an exciting opportunity to explore new science. So we've seen quite a buzz amongst the staff with the pending arrival of Roadrunner.
Not only was this machine a petaflop machine, but its unique architecture gave quite a stir in the industry, wondering how it would work, if it would work. There were lots of people questioning how well it might work, and I think there's lots of people that are still going to follow it and see how well it plays out.
Thanks for sharing your story with us. For more information on high-performance computing from IBM, visit ibm.com/deepcomputing. For more information about Los Alamos National Laboratory, visit www.lanl.gov.